You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Mr. Danny Pehar, the best-selling author, cybersecurity expert, and new managing director of security awareness at Sitelligence. He is here to speak with us today about cybersecurity awareness and business, always important topics. And Mr. Pehar, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. Great to have you back. So the last few times you were on the show, we introduced you as the president of Cyber Insurance Education, Inc., but I understand that you sold that company. Congratulations on the sale, and tell us what is new for you today.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. And by the way, always a pleasure to be on your show. So building Cyber Insurance Education was such a fun and rewarding experience for me. I absolutely loved it. I did it for about 2 years, and it was time to move on. And I really wanted to help organizations in a very powerful way. And for me, what I really see is one of the most important moves an organization can make regarding their cybersecurity strategy over the next few years is a move towards good cybersecurity awareness training. So that's what I'm going to be involved with, and that's why I made the move to join Sitelligence as their managing director of their security awareness division.
Awesome. And why do you feel that cybersecurity awareness training is so important for organizations?
No, that's an excellent question. So you know what? I'll give you an example, and I'll break it down with one organization in particular, a case study. So in April of 2018, a Utah-based company, Health Equity, reported 23,000 accounts that were compromised in a data breach when one employee fell for one phishing scheme. So as a result of human error from one employee, information like employee names, deduction amounts, and social security numbers were exposed. Now, I only use that example, you know, the Health Equity breach as an example, and because it's hardly an isolated incident in healthcare or, as I'm sure you know, any industry for that matter. According to research from historical claim data analyzed by London-based consultancy firm, 90% of all cyber claims stem from some type of human error or behavior. Now, this, of course, is a change over the years. You know, about 10 years ago, a bulk of cybersecurity attacks focused on defeating cyber infrastructure like firewalls, routers, and antivirus. But over the last decade, the target of attacks shifted because, of course, hackers found out that people are way more vulnerable than hardware or software. So this is why this is so important. When building a cybersecurity strategy, no matter how big or small, no matter how simple or complicated, every organization must have a plan to take into consideration good cybersecurity awareness training.
And that certainly is a no-brainer, no doubt there. Now, looking at Sitelligence, what can you tell us more about Sitelligence?
So the reason why I joined Sitelligence is that I wanted to be able to offer organizations, I wanted to be able to offer people in general the absolute best in cybersecurity awareness training. Now, for me, that's something that I've been passionate about my entire adult life. But beyond passion, when you're talking about having the best security awareness training, you need to start with the best cyber intelligence. And that's really what these guys are all about. Sitelligence, they are global leaders in cyber threat intelligence, and that's why I wanted to partner with them. Not to mention, I've known many of these guys for years. I've been recommending them for years, so joining them just was a no-brainer. It just made sense.
And again, good for you on that move. Today, we're joined by Mr. Danny Pehar, a best-selling author, cybersecurity expert, and new managing director of security awareness at Sitelligence here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Pehar, what makes for good cybersecurity awareness employee training?
So, Eric, this is one of my favorite questions to answer. Okay, so I'm going to get really you're going to regret asking me that question in just a second. Okay, but when we talk about good security awareness employee training, I think it's better to actually look at employee training in general. The difficulty with employee training in general, regardless of what you're training employees on, is that employees are busy. They have a million things going through their mind, and many times when they need to take a training course, they see it as extra work. So now they're going into this with a negative mindset before the course has even started. And so if your course or your instructor or your modules is remotely boring, you will lose that employee in the first 5 minutes, and you're never going to get them back. Good training needs to be engaging. If they are not engaged or entertained, the learning will be limited. And this, of course, will significantly impact your results. This is something near and dear to my heart. I have spent parts of my adult life as a comedian in my spare time, and what I saw in the faces of an engaged audience is an audience that is ready to listen. And if they're ready to listen, of course, they're ready to learn. Now, as much as they need to be engaged, they also need to be empowered. Basic psychology tells us that people need to know they are making a difference. This is also something very near and dear to my heart. As a motivational speaker, I know firsthand that people need more than simply to know what to do. I mean, think about it. How often, Eric, we know what we need to do so many times. We're just not doing it, right? Because we're not empowered. We need more than to know what to do. We need a reason to truly believe in a message and a vision. And the best way to get buy-in is to empower your students or your employees on exactly how they are making an impact to their company, their families, and themselves by learning whatever it is you are teaching them. And lastly, of course, the quality of education itself needs to be superb. As far as cybersecurity is concerned, educating organizations and people in general on cybersecurity and cybersecurity awareness is something that I've been passionately obsessing over for the past 18 years. So to recap, good employee training of any kind really needs to focus on being engaging, empowering, and of course, educational.
Really well explained. Thanks for that. Now, what are some simple tips companies can do to get employees to take cybersecurity practice more seriously?
No, I love this question. So, as serious as cybersecurity is to most employees, it's just not that interesting. Or beyond not being interesting, it's something that they feel only slows them down from working. Like, oh, I got to log into this thing again. This is slowing me down. I've got a job to do. So the best way to get around a problem with employees adopting a new way of thinking is simply put to communicate to them why it's being done. And I'm not talking about an overcomplicated communication. Even something like one message or a few sentences will do. Numerous studies show that 70% of employees will be okay with even the strictest rules or even the most boring rules as long as it is properly explained to them why this is being done, why it will benefit the company, why it will benefit the employee themselves. I think a challenge that a lot of organizations have is that they will implement some sort of security policy but not tell anyone why. And generally when that happens, it's not well accepted. And of course, if it's not accepted, it won't be practiced. And that really is the whole point. We need a practice of security. Kind of a long way of saying, make sure to tell your employees what you're up to and of course, why.
Mr. Pehar, always good to have you with us and really appreciate what you do in the space. And we can't get enough information on cybersecurity and really appreciate your joining us once again. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yeah, the conclusion would say the problems are more serious than you could think. A lot of people might say to me, yeah, Danny, I'm not taking this very seriously. I don't think this is a problem. The problems are definitely more severe than you know, but the solutions are also much easier than you think. Just a question of talking to a professional.
Really important information once again and a great concluding remark as well. Where can listeners get all the details on Cytelligence and also be in contact as needed?
The simplest way to do it is I'll give you two ways. One, there's the link that's right off of the EPN Radio website that will be on the page, Cytelligence.ca. You can also, of course, always find me on LinkedIn, and you'll find that information also right off the EPN Radio page.
And I couldn't have said that any better. Again, Mr. Pehar, all the best, and thanks once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely, Eric. Me too.
We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Danny Pehar, best-selling author, cybersecurity expert, and new managing director of security awareness at Sitelligence. And for all the details, visit Sitelligence.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.